Okay, let's get started with Sefer Hosea in Perek Aleph. And just a little by way of introduction for Hosea. Hosea was a very early Navi that the Gemara tells us in Baba Basra Daf Yudalet based on the Psukim. Obviously, it's based on the Psukim. But Hosea was a Navi even before Yeshayahu. Even before Yeshayahu, and the Gemara talks about why Hosea is put later. Hosea, Yeshayahu, Amos, Micha, they were all at the same time period, one after another. So why was Hosea put with the Treasar? Because, again, it is somewhat smaller, and that is why it is put there, but nothing to do with the quality of the Nevuah. He was one of the greats, Hosea ben Be'eri. The Rambam discusses Hosea, even in the Akdama to the Mishnah Torah. We know the Rambam discusses the Ba'alei HaMesorah, those who were given the mantle of the torch, as the Rambam writes, from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yehoshua, v'chulu, and it continues. So Hosea is on that list. Hosea is on the list of the Ba'alei HaMesorah, as the Rambam says, that he got it from Zechariah. Zechariah, not the Zechariah in the Treasar, but the earlier Zechariah. Hosea Kibo Mizchariah Beis Dino, and he gave it to Amos, who gave it to Yeshayahu, who gave it to Micha, who gave it to Yoel, which is a question, why Yoel is earlier in the Treasar, in between Micha and Yoel. Then Nahum got it from Yoel, Chabkuk got it from Nahum, Tzfanya got it from Chabkuk, Yirmiyahu got it from Tzfanya. That's already Bismana Churban, and Baruch Ben Arya got it from Yirmiyah, Ezra, as it continues. But Hosea ben Be'eri is one of the Ba'alei HaMesorah, and we have to recognize that fact. If you look in the Rav Hirsch, they put out a Rav Hirsch on the Treasar. So in the Hakdama, he talks about some very important points in the Sefer, in Hosea. Hosea generally, he says, has one theme. It's the Tochacha of Hosea to Am Yisrael as they are sinning, and he foretells that there's going to be terrible times. Again, it's more than 150 years before the Churban, but already the roots of the sins and the roots of the Churban have already been sown. It's at a time when there was still Malchus Yisrael. The Malchus was still split up 150 years or so after the 120 years after the first the Malchus was split up between Yeravam and Rechavam. But throughout its Tochacha in the form of an expression of pain at the corruption of the people. To read Rav Hirsch's words, the expression of pain at the corruption of the people, of anger at their being led astray, and of grief over the fate in store for them, the averting of which by a return to God forming the purpose of the prophet's admonishing speeches, the cheerful confidence in an ultimate bright future, but it's the pain, the grief of a father. He knows very well that just complaining and grieving and wailing is not going to work. So what does he do? Says Rav Hirsch, only by making things clear, by explaining the mistakes and illuminating the absurdity, as well as the corruption of the prevailing views, that any change can perhaps be brought about. You could do it, you could be better, and he uses many metaphors, and they're simple, straightforward metaphors, even the Hamonah can understand. There are four parts to the Sefer. The first four prakim form one part. I'm sorry, the first three prakim is somewhat of the introduction, chapters Dalet, Hay, and Vav, then Zayin through Yud Aleph, and then Yud Beis through Yud Dalet, as we'll talk about the four parts. But again, that's an overview in terms of what we're going to be talking about. So the parak starts off, Devar Hashem Asher Haya El Hosea Ben Be'eri. These are the words of Hashem, the Nevuah that was given to Hosea. As we mentioned, to give to Am Yisrael, to give forevermore. So there are messages, that's why it's a Nevuah. BMA through these four kings. He was a Navi throughout these four kings were 90 years they were king. So Hosea lived a very long time, and he gave Nevuah. BMA Uziyahu, very early. Uziyah was king for 52 years. Yotam, Achaz, Yechizkiyahu, which is Chizkiyahu, Malche Yehuda, these were all the Malche Yehuda, and one of the kings that parallels with them is B'mei Yeravam ben Yawash Melech Yisrael. These of Yeravam, Yeravam the second, not the first Yeravam that lost his Olam Haba, that was in the times of, according to some, and that was split the Malchus earlier, but it was later. The Gemara even talks about why Dafka, this Yeravam was mentioned. Out of all the kings that parallel during the times, why did Yeravam get to be mentioned amongst these Sadikim? That's a Rashi picks up. He was also a king with Uziyah and Yotam, but not later. Ela Shawai was he the only one mentioned. Garmalos chusli imanos imasadikim alalo fishlo kibel lashanar al Amos. The Gemara tells us that there was something that was told to him about Amos, and he said, no way, that can't be true, and he did not accept it. That's the Gemara in Psachim, Pei Zayin Amaveis, where he says that it can't be. It can't be. Mibnei Ma'azacha, Yeravim and Yoash Malach Zoldi, Manas and Malchi Yehuda, Shalkiba Lashonara al Amos, Minala and Imni, and he, and the Gemara quotes that, that he didn't accept it. Chas Vishalom Amar Oso Tzakach, Vimamar Ma'eselo, Shechina Amarlo. It's a tzaddik talking, and if he says something anyway, it's the Shechina that says it, so therefore, I have nothing to do about it. Okay, so that's the introduction. So here we go. Tchilas Dibir Hashem Bo'Shea. Tchila, Dibur Hashem Bo'Shea. Tchila means even before Yeshayo, as we just saw in the line of the Rambam. Very early. Tchilas Dibur Hashem, Dibur Hashem Bo'Shea, Vayomer Hashem El Hoshea. What is the first thing that was said to Hoshea? Very unusual. Very unusual statement that we have first in Hoshea. Hoshea is told to take a wife who is a zona. Kach lecha eshes zenunim, v'yalde zenunim, let her have kids already from her znus, and you should have more kids with her. Ki tazno tizna haraz me'achari Hashem, to show, to be a mashal, that Am Yisrael have left me, just like you are going to leave and be with a harlot, be with a zona, so too that the B'nai Yisrael should recognize what is going on, that this is the mashal. The Rambam and the Radak and others say this is all b'mara hanavua, chas v'shalom, that he actually took a zona, he slept with a zona, and he had kids with a zona. How could you say that? The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim in Chelik Beis Perek Mem Vav writes this about many stories in Navi. Don't think that they were asked to do such unusual, strange, difficult things. No, it was all b'mara elokim. V'chalila lakel, says the Rambam, she yases neviyav la'agva kelas l'nevalim v'yitzavim la'asos masei shtus. Nosaf alatzivui ba'avera lefishu huaya kohen. V'chayev, he quotes, told to shave off his head. How could you do this? Kol zeh b'mara nevua. This is what I say about Yeshayo when he was told to run around naked. This is what I was told about that. Kach ani, he says, that's why Yirmiyo with the belt. And now arva kach amru lehoshea. Kach lecha eshe zenunim v'yaldi zenunim v'cholos haparsha. Leidas hayaladim, the fact that he has kids, v'kriyas shemoseyim, and that he calls the kids with certain names, sounds pretty literal, says the Rambam, akol b'mara nevua. It didn't happen. The Kachner Eli Parshas Gidon Begiza. The Rambam says it about many. Avimelech, Lavan, Vechulu. And this is what the Radak says here. The Radak also agrees with the Rambam here that it is all Bimareh Hanavua. The Malbim and the Abar Benel, both, and Rashi, the Parshas of Rashi and the Parshas of the Gemara Msachim. Chazal, take it literally. Take it literally. What are you talking about? It says that he named his babies, and it says that he had kids. This was not B'mara Nevua. It says the Abar Benel. Abar Benel goes to task here on all of those who say, what? How do you know? What, half of Nevi'im is not meant to be taken literally? Why do you say this? You say it's a zilzal of the Navi? What's the purpose of a Navi? A Navi is to bring messages to Am Yisrael. He's a Kli. He's a Shliach. That's the greatest covet, to do whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Hanaviyim lo nichildu me'Hashem Yisbarach mipas atzmam l'ha'alosam emalos l'kavod l'tifaris kimalachim. There wasn't like a king. There's a mitzvah of covet to a king. Aval ha'yu shluchei akel li'yashir as amo. V'lachin ha'yem etzavo osam lasos ma'ashi yitztarech l'tikunam. V'lo yachush Hashem l'inir navi ki'im l'ma'ashi yitztarech li'sharis imo. And therefore, Yecheskel Navi's wife had to die, v'chulu, and it wasn't a genus that Yeshayo ran around naked. V'sheikach hoshe eishes nunim, k'dei sheyiru b'nei Yisrael v'ichu musar. Ki advarim anirim yoser pa'alim b'levavos. It makes a roshim when you see such strange things. And the Malbim also says, what about Eliyahu bar Carmel? So that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells them to do as Isurim, right? Yish koach b'yad chachamim, lakar davar. Yish koach b'yad Hashem. Hashem could be oker dvarim, and he could tell a Navi to do something, even if it's an Aveira. V'alo matzanu shetziva Hashem l'Navi, says the Malbim. Gam dvarim shelo ye'osu, k'vichuki atara v'yarasha. K'mo shetziva li'yecheska l'galeach patar, lo di'yecheska l'shev of the razor, v'alyo hikriv b'shas yisr bamos, so too here. But again, Chazal already pick up on this. Why did Hashem tell him to do this? So there was a conversation that took place that's not in the text, but the Gemara at the beginning of Haperek HaIsha, in the 8th Perek of Psachim, Daf Pezayin, says over a conversation that took place. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hoshea, Banecha Chatu, your children have sinned. Hayelo Lomar, what should he have said? Banecha Heim. What do you mean they're your children, not just my children? Where it reminds us of the Gemara in Shabbos Peites, where Hashem goes to the Avos. So Avram says they should be destroyed. Yaakov says destroy them. Yitzchak is the one that says, Banecha, Banai v'lo Banecha. So here, right, Hoshea was not like the Avos, as the Gemara itself says. Banai, Bnei Chanunechaim, they're your children, Bnei Avram Yisrael Yaakov. Galgel Rachamecha Aleihem, Shor Rachamim. Lo Dayush lo Amar Kach, not only did he not say this, Ela Amar Lefanav, Hoshea says, Rebona Shel Olam, Kol Olam Shel Chahu, Havir B'Umacheres, the whole world is yours. meaning there are a lot of nations out there. Trade them for a different nation. Ha'avirim ba'umah acheres. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'aseh lezaki. And say, what should I do to this zake? The Ben Yoyada says, at least by the Avo story, there were others that could come. What am I supposed to do now? I can't just let him say this. I can't just allow this to happen. So, what am I supposed to do? The Ben Yoyada also says, maybe Hashem is being not matzdik, just defending the fact that Hoshea did this. How did Hoshea do this? He called him a zaken to say that he had the attitude of zikna, so to speak. A zaken betivo has shorter patience. Zaken betivo shall zaken lios rucho kitzara ve'in lo arichas hapayim lehis matein uvaha mikbedavar limso lehem zechus v'sanigurya. Didn't want. But he says, Za'akos. He says, he's the only one. He's the only one. Hashem says, I can't allow this to happen. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? You think I should switch them? You think it's so easy to give up on Klal Yisrael? Go take a Zona and have children with her. And then I'm going to tell you to send her away. Send away the Zona and you're going to complain to me. What do you mean? I had kids. I'm connected to her. I'm connected to these children. And Hashem's going to say, see, these children are even suffic that they're yours. She's a Zona. Maybe they're somebody else's kids. And yet you can't leave them. You can't leave her. These are my children. I've gone through so much with them. Through the Avos. It's so easy to leave them. It's so easy that I should just leave. That's what he was teaching. The Gemara continues to be Moshe Rabcha. Moshe Rabbeinu. I told him to be Parish Mena Isha. Afata betol atzmacha mimena. Rabbana Shalolam Yishli Bana mimena. Ein ani yachol otzi av lalagarsha. Hashem says, Kavachomer. Right? I love them, my children. And they're my children. And that's the conversation that took... That's the conversation that took place between Hoshea and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which led to this. The deeper message, the Maharal writes in Netzach Yisrael, a deeper message of this is that what was Hoshea saying? Hoshea was so disgusted by sin. He couldn't live with sin. This is the Maharal in Perek Yud Aleph of Netzach Yisrael, one of the greatest prakim. The whole Sefer is great. One of the greatest prakim where he talks about how a child can never be disconnected from a father. It's something, it's a reality, it's biological. And no matter how much the child tries to get away from the father is still a father. And there's no getting out of it. And that's what he says, that's how the Maharal there explains the Machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, Banim Atem L'Hashem L'Kechem, Nikru Banim, Nikru Avadim. Rabbi Meir says, they're always Banim. They're always banim. Gam kasher heim poshim b'mezid. Nikra l'Hashem yisbarach banim. Right? Even if they're davak b'avodah zara. U'b'davar zeh ha'yiroi lom she'yispatel shem banim. Avodah zara. You should be mevatel. No, it can't. Ki shem banim mitzad asher Hashem yisbarach hu ila lahem. Hashem is the source of why we're banim. Kmo ha'av shu ila el ha'ben. V'hu mitzad atzmo shal ha'av. V'davar zeh ein shinui lo b'kol chet asher yasu. Tia chet mashehu. Can never get away from Hashem. Shekol chetu asarim and Hashem yisbarach hakolu mitzad ha'alul. The chetu is only mitzad the ben, not mitzad the av. So later on in that parak, he discusses this conversation. Bir in yinzeh ki Hoshea kasher chatu Yisrael av agav sheyada Hoshea sheiyef shashiya nifrad advekus min Yisrael. He knew this, but he just wanted to get rid of chet so badly. So he says it has to. You have to separate. And what does Hashem answer? Ein davar yoser mitztarif u'miskasher k'motzir fekishra avala ben. And therefore, there's no way out. There's no way out. Even though they sin, I have to figure something out. But I cannot separate them. So again, machlokes rishonim, whether this actually took place or not, based on Chazal, and we continue. So Hashem tells Hoshea, take a woman who's a zona, the yaldei zanunim, and have children, kizano tizne haras me'achare Hashem, because that's what the land has done. That's what the land has done. The Abarbanel points out it's really three emphases that he's commanding him. Number one, to take a zona, which is exactly the opposite. Moshe Rabbeinu was told to separate from his wife. And here, he said to take a zona, the opposite. Vabez, number two, he says. The second point, says the Abarbanel, is Shaloti Epsula. She's not a psula. We know a Kohen Gadol has to marry a psula. A psula is something that's looked upon as, you know, something more pure. Shaloti psula ki im isha shekvar nivola lish acher v'im kin isha zenunim v'kamahu rachog zemi kavada navi v'taraso. Number two. And number three, he says, kasher yikha kvar yula yalde zenunim. She should have kids from other znus. V'yadu kama kasha l'kal adam l'his daveg l'isha shiyubo banim ibal acher. It's difficult to have the stepkids. And for stepkids, they never know who the father is. Kol shekein yaldei zanunim, l'chein nasan asiba b'kol zeh, he says, kizana tizna haaretz, me'achre Hashem, says the Abarbanel. It's all about showing what Klal Yisrael did to me. They leave me again. we mentioned many times throughout these years of Shiur of Avodah Zarah, and we can't fathom it fully because of the Eitz Hara was removed from us, as the Gemara says. But again, this is Avodah Zarah. Kadosh Baruch Hu felt that Bnei Yisrael weren't loyal to him, and we were we just went and did our own thing, and that's why the mashal is always given of Znus. So therefore, says the Psukim, Kizano Tizne Ha'aretz, that this Znus is the reason why I'm telling you to do this. So he went and takes. Again, it sounds like, again, like all the stories. The stories sound literal, but again, many number of Rishonim say it's not literal. So he went and took a woman named Gomer, which Chazal Darshan, a number of Pshatim. Why does it mean Gomer? Hakol Gomrimba, that she was open to all, and everyone was with her, right? A real Zona. Other Pshatim given, all on that daf in Psachim, on daf Pei Zayin and Mabez. It goes through a couple of ideas of Gomer. Let me just open it up to find other Pshatim of what Gomer is. One here is a Pei Zayin. Amid Aleph, Marav Shakol Gomrimba, Bas Devalim, Diba Ra'a, Bas Diba Ra'a, Shmuel Amar, Mituka Bifikol Kedevela, Rabbi Yochan Amar Shakol Dashinba Kedevela, another shot of Gomer, Bikshu Ligmar Mamona She Yisrael Biyamea, various different shatim about obviously the symbol of the name. And what happens? Fatava Tilalobain. So what happens? He is with this woman and has a son. And Hashem told him what to name these children. Vayomar Hashem Elav Karashmo Yisrael. The first one is named Yisrael, Kion Ma'at, because in a little bit, Ufakadis Deme Yisrael al Beis Yehu, I'm going to punish the Beis Yehu, right, the end of Malchi Yisrael. I'm going to punish them. There's Bati Mamluchus Beis Yisrael. That Malchus will be wiped out and exiled, as we know. That's number one. Vayabayamahu Vashavadis Keshes Yisrael Beimek Yisrael. I will break Keshes Yisrael in Amek Yisrael. So the first one is named Yisrael. And let's just see all three, and then we'll talk about them. But Tarova Taylor Bas, then she has a daughter. Vayomar Lo, Hashem said to him, Krashma Lo Ruchama, call her without compassion, no pity. Ki Lo Osif Oda Rachim Espeis Yisrael, I'm not going to be Merachim. Ki Nasu Esalem, as I have carried them all these years. So first, is the son is named Yisrael, the daughter is named Lo Ruchama. Vespeis Yehuda Arachim. The Beis Yehuda, I mean Malchi Yehuda, they have some more years. In them, the Beis Yehuda, Voshatim Hashem Elokeim, I will save them. Veloshiim Bekeshes Ubecherev Umulchama, I won't save them with a sword or war. Besusim Uvefarashim, with horses or chariots, but I'll save them. And the Mefarshim say that's a reference to the Mitzudas David here says reference to Sancheriv, when Sancheriv surrounded Bnei Yerushalayim with 185,000 soldiers who died overnight with Malach Hashem. Right, that Yeshua will take place. That didn't take place yet. Right, so Hoshea is very early. And finally, when Lo Ruchama is weaned, Vatara Teilat Bein, they have another son, Vayomer Karashmo Lo Ami. The third child is called Lo Ami, not my nation, Ki Atem Lo Ami, you have not been acting like my nation, Va'anochi Lo Yelachem, and I will not be with you. These three children, all the Mefarshim talk about what the symbolism is, and they all have different Pshatim. What is being referred to by Yisrael and Lo Ruchama and Lo Ami? The Abarbanel says it's all of history, starting with the destruction of Balchei Yisrael, going into Bayis Rishon, and finally the third one, the Abarbanel says, Lo Ami, is talking about Bayis Sheni. It's talking about the ultimate goal. The Abarbanel often puts into, as we learned in Yechezkel, puts into the Psukim, all throughout history, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, when the Romans threw us out, that is being referred to. But others say the Radak said it's referring to different kings that are going to be destroyed. Yeravam, Zachariah, all different shatim and allusions. One important Rashi discusses in by the Yisrael. Hashem says, call it Yisrael because soon I'm going to Fakadati. I will remember the blood of Yisrael on Beis Yehu because Beis Yehu wiped out Malchei, Achav, and Izevel, and all of those. Rashi says, wait a minute. Weren't they commanded to do that? Elisha told Yehu and the others to kill out Achav, to punish. Kitargumo, as Demei Beis Achav Shaharag Yehu B'Yisrael, Al Sha'avdu Es Habal, V'Halchuhu Banav Achreichin V'Avdu Avodes Akum, V'Kachani Choshev Aleihem, Demei Beis Achav Kedam Naki. Says Rashi, and explained by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky here, and also Rabbi Nevinzal and Parshas Chayesara, a person could do a mitzvah, and it's a full mitzvah, listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you don't do it for the right reasons, and it comes out that it's clear that you have not been consistent, and you didn't do it for that, you're not going to get the schar for it. It can be a Naveira. Here, what happens? Elisha HaNavi was told to anoint Yehu, and he tells Yehu to, Malachim Beis, Paraktes, to go wipe out, take revenge from Achav and Izebel in Yisrael. And that's what he does. He wipes out the whole family and he becomes the king. And yet here, Hosea is told that they're all going to be destroyed. That's why? Because of the murder they committed. What do you mean the murder they committed? They did what they were supposed to do. What's the answer? They wiped them out because of the Avodah Zarah that they committed, and then they started doing the same Avodah Zarah. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't consider that a mitzvah. HaChezbin, says Rav Nevenzal in Chayasara, Zo'ek le'umato, i'afshar li'os gam mekanei l'shem Hashem, kfi shu me'ed al atzmo v'gam oved le'egle yiravam. That's impossible. Right, it reminds us a little bit of the Ramban in Don Anochi, where the Ramban says, on the Bris Ben Abbasarim. Why were the Mitzrayim punished? They were doing exactly what they were supposed to do. So the Rambam says, no, each one of them could have said no. Says the Rambam, no, they went so much farther, and they didn't do it with that kavana. Show sifu lahara. Or they added on. And that's exactly here, the base Yehu. Originally they did it, but they didn't do it for the right reasons. Haraya, that they worshiped the Avodah Zarah afterwards. Similar to the base Halevi also, in Parshas Vayigash. It's all about consistency, right? What does Yosef tell them? Famous base Halevi, right? Ha'od Avichai. What do you mean, Ha'od Avichai? You already knew Ha'od Avichai. He says, you're worried about Binyamin now, so what about me? What about me 22 years ago? It's about the consistency. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at our life as a package deal. And that's why we have to have consistency throughout our lives, and the Beis Yehu did not have that, and that's why it was called a murder, and it wasn't called a mitzvah. But this gets us into Sefer Hosea. And again, one final point. The Malbim points out that every name symbolizes more and more distant. First, there's Yisrael, which is Zarakel, Hashem planted. But then as we get further and further, I'm not going to have Rachmanis, and ultimately Lo Ami. It's not identified as my nation. Again, as the Netzach Yisrael says, the Maharal, it's never fully Lo Ami. They're acting as Lo Ami. But I have to do what I can in order to save the last remnants. That might mean destroy a lot in order to save what there is left. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we'll continue next time as we started Sefer Hosea.